Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sam Zeitz is here. Sam is a new member of our Brain Trust, the CEO and the financial technology of the financial technology company Grubber, and he is an award-winning entrepreneur and a great leader in the country and his area, his region. And as I say, he's our friend Sam Zeitz. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim, for having me back on the show.
It's good to have you back. So I know that you are very much connected. Your work is very much connected to the point of sale, to the where the rubber meets the road in the real economy, Main Street retail, whether that be a shop or a restaurant or whatever it may be. And you've committed your life career and your career to helping those people. But before we go to solutions, I want you to give us a report on the landscape that you're seeing out there. Now that we are, you know, several months into the pandemic, I'm trying to use the word post-pandemic. I'm using that hopefully, meaning I'm hoping we can get this thing behind us, which we were hoping by now we'd have more of it behind us than we have. And you and I both know that, and it just makes me sick to think about this. There are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, by the end of the year of small Main Street shops and restaurants where the people had their life savings invested in them. They've been around a while or they were brand new. That won't come back. What do you think?
That's absolutely the case. A lot of them have been holding on as a result of a lot of the PPP money that came out initially. So we'll see what comes out of out of the House and Senate shortly, and see if that continues. But the difference is, these aren't businesses for the most part that are failing because they had a bad business model
or they
didn't do anything wrong is exactly it. For the greater good, they had to take it on the chin. And, hopefully, they'll be able to push through. But sadly, we're starting to see a number of them start to throw in the towel. Mm-hmm. The bright side as it pertains to, mom and pop shops or small businesses, across the country, is at least down here in South Florida, what we're seeing is the ones that are, kind of going out of business, those spaces are being quickly replaced with other mm-hmm. small businesses.
Who are coming in without baggage, without any of the baggage. And this is one of the things that I keep trying to talk about as much as I can in my work here, Sam, is you've got to get out of your own way, folks. Whatever you thought normal was last December, that ain't going to be, it's going to be the new regular going forward. It ain't going to look like normal. I tell them normal's in a homeless shelter in the north of France right now. And so it's not going to look like that. And this is another point that I made earlier, Sam, before you got here. And that's that it's as if being a Main Street retailer already wasn't impossible enough. Now we've got the coronavirus expectations, the masks and the cleanliness and the customers who are nervous when they come in. We got all that. That's creating an impossible situation almost, isn't it?
It is, but it's your better entrepreneurs will pivot and have pivoted, mm-hmm. and it's really, I think you're going to see academics years from now point back to this instance in time and the moves that the successful, small businesses and large companies as well made. They're quickly learning to pivot to online sales to supplement. They're quickly adding things like delivery and curbside mm-hmm. to their retail lineup that they just they didn't need to have before. So
it's compressed.
They're looking, you know,
compressed what was going to happen over the next 5 years into 1 year, hasn't it?
It has. It's forced them to become more efficient. It's mm-hmm. forced them to look at the needs of the customer and how that changes to win out. And a lot of them, some of their markets have disappeared, but we've seen them come up with new markets. And, you know, it's interesting. Food purveyors who normally would sell to many of the higher-end, you know, steakhouses. Well, all these steakhouses either closed down temporarily or their capacity mm-hmm. has been dropped off. So here they are missing out with the lion's share of their business. A number of these guys have gone and pivoted and now opened up delivery services of the high-end meats and
to homes.
Seafoods.
Yeah,
to homes.
People.
And
yeah,
I will
right.
tell you, you know, we started to take advantage of that. And my kids are like, "Wow, that's a great steak!" And you know, there is a difference, and
thanks,
it's going to be interesting
that,
to see.
Thanks for buying us something besides sirloin. We appreciate that.
Exactly.
You're exactly but right.
And I think that's going to stay post pandemic. That's going to stay. I think
right.
they're not going
right.
to throw that part of the business away.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And these are the shifts. But if you can't get out, if you've got a business model that's got I used to say 20th century baggage, but now if you have 2019 baggage, you're not going to make it if you can't get rid of some of that baggage and get out of your own way, which you know for decades you and I both have been yelling at people, you've got to have an online presence. Even if they come in to buy from you, they want to shop with you before they get there. And now you and I, what you're describing, and this is what your world is about, which we're going to talk about in the next segment, they want to show up, they want to buy from you tonight and come get it tomorrow. They want you to hand it out the door to them tomorrow.
Yeah, everything's gone omni-channel, and for those that weren't there before are quickly pivoting, and those that aren't pivoting,
right,
sadly, probably aren't going to be around.
Define omnichannel real quick before we go. Omnichannel.
Omnichannel is simply the ability to buy in multifaceted. You can buy it in person, like traditional retail. You can buy it online. You can buy it through mobile or through, like mm-hmm. in this example, curbside now, where people are coming out to you and dropping off the product in your car.
Yep.
So it's the different ways that you mm-hmm. can purchase.
And one of the guys who's making a lot of this happen through his technology is our guest, Sam Zeitz, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how Grubber can help you after the break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.